We'll join the choir to sing this beautiful song of worship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, you are the lily of the valley. Somebody worship him. The lyrics is on the screen.
Jesus, you are the bright morning star.
Worship him, worship him, worship him. Today in the name of Jesus. Bless us with the revelation of your word. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Heal the sick among us. Deliver the oppressed among us. Set the captive free today. At the end of this service, let all glory go back to you. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. In Jesus Christ's name of prayer. Can you put your hands together for the mighty God? The God has done marvelous things as you have your seats. You may be seated. We are the bride. The Bible says we should sing songs with understanding.
La Bible dit chanter les chansons avec une compréhension. Nous sommes les épouses.
Praise the living God.
That's
why we display the lyrics of the songs we are singing, so everyone could sing along.
Nous avons mis les écritures sur l'écran pour que tout le monde chante avec.
The Lord bless
us. Dieu nous bénisse.
Last week we ended in chapter 16.
La semaine passée, chapitre 16.
We're going to go back to that chapter 16 and atomize the vows. Once again,
partons dans ce chapitre, nous allons voir les vœux, les coupes, s'il vous plaît.
We said that part of the judgments of God,
parmi le jugement de Dieu,
upon the world,
sur le monde,
long after the rapture,
après l'enlèvement,
part of what we call the day of the Lord,
parmi ce que nous appelons le jour de l'Éternel,
the judgments that will come upon mankind,
le jugement va demander sur l'humanité,
before the Lord Jesus will come and establish His kingdom upon the earth,
avant qu'il vienne établir son royaume sur la terre.
Part of them are these vows we are looking at.
Parmi eux sont ces coupes que nous regardons.
And we said that these vows.
Et nous avons cette fiole.
You know, many a times, some of us when we read King James version.
Quand on lit le livre de King James.
You need to read with a dictionary sometimes.
Vous devez lire avec un dictionnaire parfois.
Because it's not contemporary English.
Parce que ce n'est pas de l'anglais contemporain.
I'm sure many people don't know that the meaning of vow.
Je sais qu'il y a des gens qui ne savent pas la
définition. Is bowl.
Des fioles, c'est une coupe.
A container, a bowl or something.
Un conteneur, une coupe, quelque chose
so
comme ça.
So many things sound so how would I put it, so big.
Et plusieurs choses sont
sometimes,
grand, parfois.
From the King James version English.
Et cette version d'anglais.
I'm not of the opinion that you should not read any other version.
Je ne suis pas
no
sur
church.
L'opinion que tu n'as pas lu les autres versions, s'il
although,
vous plaît.
King James version seems to be the most accurate we know.
Mais le King James est le plus accurate que nous
connaissons. It doesn't mean you can't compare with other translations.
Ça ne veut pas dire que tu ne peux pas comparer avec les autres versions, s'il
what
vous plaît.
What matters is have the spirit of truth in you to
ce
qui teach
importe,
you.
C'est que tu aies l'esprit de la vérité et de l'enseignement.
Praise toi. The living God.
Louez l'Éternel vivant.
We have to study to show ourselves approved unto God.
Nous devons étudier pour nous approuver devant Dieu.
Amen.
Amen.
These vows are bowls.
Ces fioles sont des coupes.
These vows are bowls.
Ces fioles sont des coupes.
They are containers of judgment.
Ce sont des conteneurs de jugement.
If you look at chapter 15 and verse 1.
Si vous regardez chapitre 15 verset 1.
It says that they contain the seven last plagues.
Il dit qu'il contient les sept dernières plaies.
The seven last plagues that God will send upon mankind.
Les sept dernières plaies que Dieu va envoyer sur l'humanité.
Can you see it?
Est-ce que vous voyez ça?
In these seven vows are filled up with seven last plagues.
Il y a sept dernières plaies.
In them is filled up the wrath of God.
Car en elle est consommée la colère de Dieu.
And in chapter 16.
Et chapitre 16.
From verse 2.
Verset 2.
The first angel went and poured out his vial upon the earth.
Revelation 16:2.
Apocalypse
16.
And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast.
Malheur et dangereux attaqua les hommes.
And upon them he worshipped his image.
Et ceux qui adoraient son image.
He continues on and on.
Il a continué après cela.
Now let's go to verse 10. Let's take it from verse 10, the fifth vial.
Verset 10.
And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast.
Après cela, le cinquième ange versa sa vial sur la mer.
And his kingdom was full of darkness.
Et son royaume devint ténèbres.
Revelation chapter 16 verse 10.
Apocalypse 16 verset 10.
And they gnawed their tongues for pain.
Et ils montrent les langues à cause
verse
de la douleur.
11. And blasphemed the God of heaven.
Et à cause de leur peine, ils blasphémaient le Dieu du ciel.
Because of their pains and their sores.
Et à cause de leur douleur et leur plainte.
And repented not of their deeds.
Et ne se repentit point de leurs œuvres.
That's the fifth vow.
C'est la cinquième.
There are judgments that God sends upon the earth, one after the other.
C'est les jugements que Dieu envoie sur la terre l'un après les autres.
Verse 12 to verse 16 lets us know the sixth vow.
Le verset 12 et 16 nous fait connaître le sixième vow.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates.
Puis le sixième ange versa sa vial sur la grande fleuve d'Euphrate.
It we are reading Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12.
Apocalypse 16 verset 12 s'il vous plaît.
And the water thereof was dried up.
Et l'eau de ce fleuve tarie.
That the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
Afin que la voie des rois de l'Oriel fût préparée.
And verse 13 says.
Verset 13 dit.
And I saw three unclean spirits.
Et je vis sortir de la gueule
like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon.
De la gueule de la bête comme des crapauds
sortis. And out of the mouth of the beast.
Et hors de la bouche de la bête.
And out of the mouth of the false prophets.
Or de la bouche des faux prophètes.
Now, I want to emphasize something in verse 13.
Je vais dire quelque chose dans verset 13, s'il vous plaît.
The dragon, the beast, and the false prophets.
Le dragon, la bête et les faux prophètes.
Satan's trinity.
La trinité du diable.
Satan The great Satan,
le
Lucifer,
grand Satan, le Lucifer,
is that dragon in that context.
Dans ce contexte,
the beast is the system he's using.
La bête est le système qu'il utilise.
In that context,
dans ce contexte,
and the false prophet is the antichrist.
Et les faux prophètes sont les antichrists.
Contrary to what some teachers teach,
contrary à ce que les autres enseignent,
that we have the beast,
que nous avons la bête,
who is the antichrist,
qui est l'antichrist,
and then we have the false prophet,
et nous avons le faux prophète.
So they make it that two men will be on the earth after the rapture, controlling
savoir
the world.
Que deux hommes sera no. Sur le terre après l'enlèvement. Non.
The antichrist is the false prophet.
L'antichrist est le faux
and
prophète.
And in some context, he is also referred to as the beast.
Et sur le sous-contexte, il est référé à la
praise
bête aussi.
Praise the living God.
Louer
so we are seeing the same thing.
Nous voyons la même chose ici.
The spirit, the system, and the man.
L'esprit, le système et l'homme.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let's go to chapter 17.
Chapitre 17 maintenant.
The rest of chapter 16 speaks of the vows. You can read it.
Le chapitre 16 parle des vœux.
Let's move on to chapter 17 now.
Allons chapitre 17 maintenant.
Chapter 17 from verse 1.
Verset 1.
And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vows.
Alors l'un des sept anges qui avait les sept viols.
And talked with me, saying unto me.
Vit et il me parla.
Come hither.
En disant, viens.
I will show unto thee what.
Je te montrerai quoi.
The judgment of the great hall that sitteth upon many waters.
La condamnation de la grande prostituée qui est assise sur plusieurs eaux.
Who is this hall? This great hall we are talking of.
Qui est cette prostituée?
It is none else than the Roman Catholic Church.
C'est l'église romaine catholique.
The Roman Catholic system.
C'est le système du romain catholique.
A whore is a prostitute.
La prostituée, c'est ce qu'on parle d'ici.
A whore is an harlot.
C'est une prostitute.
It says the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
Il la grande prostituée qui est assise
sur plusieurs eaux. Now, as we move on, we understand why I say she is the Roman Catholic Church.
Quand on continue, on comprend pourquoi j'ai dit cela.
Look at verse 2.
Verset 2.
It says the kings of this earth have committed fornication with her.
Avec laquelle les rois de la terre ont commis la fornication.
And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Et les habitants de la terre se sont évrés du vin de sa
what
prostitution.
What does verse 2 mean?
Qu'est-ce que verset 2
dit? It means the kings of this earth have been influenced and controlled by this woman.
Ça veut dire que les rois de la terre ont été influencés et contrôlés par la femme.
Don't forget we are talking prophetically.
N'oubliez pas, nous parlons prophétiquement.
The angel said to John, come.
L'ange a dit à Jean, viens.
Let me show you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
Le jugement de la grande prostituée qui est assise sur plusieurs eaux.
He said this whore.
Il dit cette prostituée.
The kings of the earth.
Les rois de la terre.
The inhabitants of the earth.
Les habitants de la terre.
They have committed fornication with her.
Ils ont commis la fornication avec
what
elle.
Does it mean?
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
It means they have been influenced by her.
Ça veut dire qu'ils ont été influencés par
they
elle.
Have partook of her, they have done her bidding.
Ils ont pris part avec elle.
They have been controlled by her.
Ils sont contrôlés par elle.
And this all, have it in mind.
Et cette prostituée, elle est ça
we are pensée. Talking about that old antichrist institution.
On parle de cette institution dans l'antichrist
known as the Roman Catholic Church.
Qui est connue comme l'église romaine catholique.
Let's move on. Verse 3 says something.
Verset 3 nous dit quelque chose.
So the angel carried me away in the spirit.
L'ange m'a pris dans l'esprit.
And I saw what?
Et je vis quoi?
I saw a man.
Je vis une main.
Did I see a man?
Est-ce que j'ai vu un homme?
Some people are not reading the Bible.
Il y a des gens qui ne lisent même pas les Bibles.
In this generation, if you don't read the Bible, they will confuse you in church.
Dans cette génération, si tu ne lis pas ta Bible, ils vont te confuser à l'église.
You must open your eyes and read the scriptures.
Tu dois ouvrir tes yeux et lire l'écriture.
Don't just listen to what any preacher is saying.
N'écoutez pas juste ce que le prêcheur dit.
If the preacher cannot show you from the Bible,
si le prêcheur ne te montre pas dans la Bible,
it.
Ne l'acceptez pas.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel vivant.
And I saw what?
Et j'ai vu quoi?
I saw a boy.
Je vis un garçon.
Sit upon a scarlet colored beast.
Assis sur une bête très calée.
Some people are accepting what I'm saying.
Il y a des gens qui acceptent ce que je dis.
Read the scripture and I saw what?
Et je vis quoi? Lisez l'écriture.
Thank you. Chorus it.
Parlez
and I saw a woman.
Et je vis une femme.
Because every description is symbolic.
Parce que toute description est symbolique.
I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast.
Je vis une femme assise sur une bête écarlée.
A woman.
Une femme.
Sitting upon a beast.
Assise sur une bête.
Have it in mind.
Ayez ça dans vos pensées.
Full of names of blasphemy.
Plein de noms de blasphème.
This beast has 7 heads and 10 horns.
Cette bête avait 7 têtes et 10 cornes.
Which beast are we talking of?
Quelle bête nous parlons d'ici?
It is the same beast we see in Revelation 13 verse 1.
C'est la même bête voyant l'Apocalypse 13
verse 1. The same beast in Revelation chapter 13 verse 1.
La même bête d'Apocalypse 13
verse 1. The Roman Empire.
L'Empire
romain.
Can we
have Revelation 13 verse 1 on the screen, please?
Est-ce qu'on peut voir Apocalypse 13 verse 1?
Revelation 13 1.
Apocalypse 13 verse 1.
It's the same beast we saw.
C'est
and I stood upon the sand of the sea.
Et je vis monter de la mer une bête.
And saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
Et j'ai vu une montée de la bête.
Having what?
Qui avait quoi?
7 heads and 10
horns. 7 et 10 cornes.
Now go back to chapter 17 verse 3.
Allons chapitre 17 verset 3.
This woman is sitting upon that beast.
Cette femme est assise sur cette bête.
And we've said in our previous classes.
Et nous avons dit dans notre classe prévue.
That when you speak of a woman, you talk of a religious organization.
La classe précédente parlait d'une femme, parlait d'une organisation.
A religious organization.
Une organisation.
In
religion.
The book of Revelations, we have 3 symbolic women.
Dans le livre d'Apocalypse, nous avons 3 femmes symboliques.
The woman in Revelation chapter 12.
L'Apocalypse 12.
Which is Israel.
Qui est Israël.
The woman we are looking at now.
La femme nous voyons
which
maintenant.
Which is the Roman Catholic Church system.
Qui est le système du Romain
and
catholique.
And the woman in Revelation chapter 19.
Et la femme d'Apocalypse 19.
Which is the bride of Christ.
Qui est l'épouse de Christ.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel.
This woman is sitting upon the beast.
Cette femme est assise sur la bête.
What does this mean? Slide in.
Ça veut dire glisser.
The woman is sitting upon the Roman Empire.
Elle est assise sur l'Empire romain.
Why is the church known as the Roman Catholic Church?
Pourquoi est-ce que l'église est connue comme le Romain catholique?
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel.
Why is it not known as the English Catholic Church?
Pourquoi n'est pas connue comme l'église anglaise?
The church is tied to that beast.
L'église est rattachée
the
à
Roman
cette
Empire.
L'Empire romain.
Don't forget that we said that God showed unto Daniel 4 beasts.
N'oubliez pas que Dieu a montré à Daniel 3 bêtes.
Which represents 4 kingdoms that should rule the world one after the other.
Représente 4 royaumes qui va régner le monde l'un après l'autre.
Until the last kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ will come.
Jusqu'à ce que le dernier royaume du Seigneur Jésus va venir.
And take over the kingdom of the world.
Et prend contrôle.
The fourth of this kingdom is the Roman Empire.
Le combat est l'Empire romain.
And this woman is sitting upon that beast that signifies the Roman Empire.
Et cette femme est assise cette bête qui signifie l'Empire romain.
The Catholic Church is what it is today because of the seat of the Roman Empire.
Le catholique est ce qu'il est aujourd'hui à cause de la siège de
l'Empire
romain.
In process of time.
Dans le temps procédé.
It changed from Roman Empire to the Holy Roman Empire.
Ça a changé du Empire romain à le Saint Empire romain.
The backbone of the Catholic Church was that Roman Empire.
Le vertèbre de cette église était le Romain Empire.
It became the only religion of the vast, the large Roman Empire.
C'est devenu la seule religion qui est le plus vaste entre eux.
Why am I emphasizing this?
Pourquoi est-ce que je dis cela?
There is the woman.
Il y a la femme.
Which is that Catholic Church?
Qui est cette église catholique?
And there is the beast that she is sitting upon.
Et il y a la bête qu'elle est assise dessus.
The beast is that Roman Empire.
La bête est l'Empire romain.
Praise the living God.
Le
Are you following
vivant?
Me?
Est-ce que vous me
Let's
suivez?
Let's go to verse 4.
Allons verset 4.
Revelation 17:4.
Apocalypse 17 verset 4.
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color.
Et la femme était vêtue de pourpre et d'écarlate.
Who is the woman, church?
Qui est cette femme, église?
Say it if you know it. I've mentioned it.
Dis si tu le connais.
I expected a chorus answer.
J'espérais une écho dans.
She was arrayed in purple and scarlet color.
Elle était vêtue de pourpre et d'écarlate.
And decked with gold and precious stones and pearls.
Et parée d'or et des pierres précieuses et des perles.
Having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
Et elle tenait à la main une coupe d'or pleine d'abominations et de l'impureté de sa prostitution.
Slide in verse 4.
S'il vous plaît, verset 4.
She was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. And
elle était vêtue de pourpre et d'écarlate.
All that is a description of her riches and glory.
Tout ceci est une description de sa richesse et de sa gloire.
Even up to now.
Jusqu'à maintenant.
The richest institution in the world is the Roman Catholic Church.
L'institut le plus riche c'est l'église de Romain.
All the gold that they have amassed from the dark ages, they still have it today.
Tout l'or qu'ils ont pris depuis l'âge des ténèbres jusqu'à maintenant. J'ai levé l'Éternel vivant.
Verse 4 is a description of her glory and her riches.
Verset 4 est une description de sa gloire
now,
et sa
from
richesse.
From verse 5, it becomes interesting.
Et verset 5 devient vraiment intéressant.
Verse 5.
Verset 5.
The verse before the slide.
Le verset avant la glisse.
And upon her forehead.
Et sur son front.
This is how you identify who this woman is.
Vous allez identifier qui elle est maintenant.
Upon her forehead was a name written.
Et elle est sur son front un nom écrit.
Mystery.
Mystère.
Comment?
Virgule.
Babylon the Great.
La grande Babylone.
The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
La mère des impudités et des abominations de la terre.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel vivant.
This is her identification.
Voici son identification.
The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
La mère des impudités et des abominations de la terre.
Before you hear Babylon the Great, he said mystery.
Avant que tu attends la grande Babylone, tu entends le mystère.
Mystery.
Le mystère.
Babylon the Great.
La grande Babylone.
We all know about old Babylon.
Nous savons tout de l'ancien Babylone.
In Genesis chapter 10 and verse and chapter 11.
Dans Genèse chapitre 10 et verset 11.
Babylon was the center.
Babylone était le central.
For apostasy in the world.
Et l'apostasie dans le monde.
It was Babylon.
C'était Babylone.
That exported idolatry and paganism to the whole world.
Exporter l'idolâtrie et la pagan dans le monde entier.
If you read Genesis chapter 11,
si tu lis Genèse chapitre 11,
the Bible says that the whole world was of one language and one speech.
La Bible dit que tout le monde était d'un langage et de nos mots.
The whole world,
le monde entier,
had the knowledge of the one true God.
Avait la connaissance d'un seul Dieu.
But it was at Babylon,
mais c'était à Babel,
that idolatry,
que l'idolâtrie,
was introduced to the world.
A été introduit au monde.
It was at Babylon,
c'était à Babylone,
that the true knowledge of the one God was corrupted.
Et la vraie connaissance de la parole de Dieu a été corrompue.
He wants you to understand who this woman is.
Maintenant, il veut que tu comprennes qui est cette femme.
He said mystery.
Il dit mystère.
Babylon the great.
La grande Babylone.
The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
La mère des impudités et des abominations de la terre.
Which system corrupted the original Christian faith?
Quel système a corrompu la foi originelle?
Is the Catholic system.
C'est le système du catholique.
Just like Babylon introduced idolatry to the world.
Comme Babylone a introduit l'idolâtrie
au monde. Roman Catholicism introduced idolatry to Christianity.
Le Romain catholique a introduit l'idolâtrie à la chrestianité.
Are you with me, church?
Just
as Babylon introduced idolatry to the world.
Comme Babylone a introduit l'idolâtrie
au monde. Roman Catholicism introduced idolatry to Christianity.
Le Romain catholique a introduit l'idolâtrie à la chrétienté.
That was why she was described as mystery.
C'est pourquoi elle était décrite à le mystère.
Babylon the great.
La grande Babylone.
For you to understand who this woman that is decked in purple, that is beautiful is.
Pour que tu comprennes cette femme qui est merveilleuse.
You must cast back your mind to Babylon.
Tu dois prendre ta pensée à Babylone.
As Babylon corrupted the true knowledge of God.
Et comme Babylon a corrompu la vraie connaissance de Dieu, ainsi.
As this system corrupted the true knowledge of Christ.
Comme ce système a corrompu la vraie connaissance de
Praise
Christ.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel.
And verse 6 gives a further identification of this woman.
Et verset 6 nous donne plus d'identification de cette femme.
It says, I saw the woman.
Et j'ai vu la femme.
Drunken with the blood of the saints.
Enivré du sang des saints.
And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
Et du sang des martyrs de Jésus.
And when I saw her.
Et quand je la vois.
I wondered with great admiration.
Je fus saisi d'une grande étonnement.
Church.
Église.
Even the Catholic history has it.
Même l'histoire du catholique a ceci.
That the Roman Catholic system killed nothing less than 68 million Christians.
Que le système du catholique a tué 68 millions de chrétiens.
Praise the Lord. The Catholics killed nothing less than 68 million Christians
les
in their history.
Ont tué 68 millions chrétiens dans leur histoire.
We are not talking of the Christians that were killed by the Roman Empire.
On ne parle pas des chrétiens qui ont été tués par l'Empire romain.
We are not talking of the Christians that were killed by unbelievers.
On ne parle pas des chrétiens qui sont tués par les non
croyants. We are talking of those that were killed by the Catholic system itself.
On parle de ceux qui ont été tués par le système catholique eux-mêmes.
So, when verse 6 is telling you that she was drunken with the blood of the saints.
Quand verset 6 te dit qu'elle était enivrée de sa vin.
The martyrs of Jesus.
C'est du sang de Jésus et des martyrs de Jésus.
Today you can carry your Bible and profess Christianity as you like.
Aujourd'hui tu prends ta Bible et tu parles des chrétiens comme tu veux.
In the days when the Catholic system was in power.
Le jour des catholiques étaient en pouvoir.
To believe contrary to their dogma and their doctrine means death.
Pourquoi au contraire de leur doctrine le résultat est la mort?
Who are you to say you will not pray to Mary?
Qui es-tu pour dire que tu ne vas pas prier à Marie?
Who are you to say that the practices of the Catholic Church is wrong?
Qui es-tu pour dire que le parti des catholiques est
you
faux?
You risk your life and the lives of your entire family.
Tu risques la vie de ta vie et la vie de ta famille.
What we are saying is that in their own history alone, 68 million true believers were killed.
Dans leurs histoires, 68 millions chrétiens ont été tués.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel.
She was drunken with the blood of the saints and of the martyrs of Christ.
Elle était saoulée du sang des saints et
and
des saints des martyrs.
Verse 7 said, verse 6 said John marveled.
Verset 6
and
John
in verse 7, the angel asked him a question.
Et l'ange lui demanda une question.
Why do you marvel?
Pourquoi t'étonnes-tu?
I will tell you what.
Je te dirai.
The mystery of the woman.
Le mystère de la femme.
And of the beast that carries her.
Et de la bête qui la porte.
Which has the 7 heads and the 10 horns.
Il y a 7 têtes et 10 cornes.
Can you see the two descriptions again?
Est-ce que tu vois les deux descriptions
maintenant? The mystery of the woman.
Le mystère de la femme.
And of the beast that carries her.
Et de la bête qui la porte.
Don't lose picture of that.
Ne manquez pas, ne ratez pas l'image.
There is the woman which is the church, the Vatican City, that church.
Il y a la femme qui est la cité Vatican.
There is the beast that carries her, which is the Roman system, the Roman Empire.
Et il y a la bête qui la prend, qui est le système des Romains.
Because something will happen.
Quelque chose va se passer.
Something will happen.
Quelque chose va se passer.
In this chapter 17 we are looking at.
Dans ce chapitre 17 que nous regardons
maintenant. So there is the woman, the church itself.
Il y a l'église, la femme elle-même.
And there is the beast, the empire.
Et il y a la bête qui est l'empire.
Now let's move on to verse 8.
Allons-y verset 8.
Now he said, I will tell thee the mystery of the woman.
Et je te dirai le mystère de la femme.
And of the beast.
Et de la bête.
The beast that thou sawest was.
La bête que tu as vue était.
And is not.
A été et n'est plus.
And shall ascend out of the bottomless pit.
Mais elle doit être montée de l'abîme.
And go into perdition.
Et puis être détruite.
And they that dwell on the earth shall wander.
Et les habitants de la terre.
Whose names were not written in the book of life from where?
Dont le nom n'est point écrit dans le livre de la vie.
From the foundation of the world.
Vers la fondation du monde.
When they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is.
Ils s'étonneront quand ils vont voir la bête qui était, qui n'est plus et qui toi fois.
Church say amen.
Église dira amen.
Church shout hallelujah.
Église crie hallelujah.
Some of us are very cold.
Il y a les gens qui sont vraiment froids.
We are not following the Bible study. Some of us are just looking.
Il y a les gens qui regardent seulement.
The Lord open your eyes in Jesus' name.
Le Seigneur ouvre vos yeux au nom de Jésus.
Can we have our slide in?
Ayons notre liste, s'il vous plaît.
He said, "The beast that thou sawest was,
la bête que tu as vu a été,
and is not,
et n'est plus,
and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit.
Mais elle doit monter à l'abîme.
And all they that dwell on the earth shall wander.
Et tous les habitants de la terre seront étonnés.
What does this mean?
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
When it was, it means it ruled for a time.
Ce que ça veut dire a été, ça veut dire elle a régné pour un
Then
moment.
For a time, it no longer ruled.
Et pour un moment, elle ne régnait plus.
But power will go back to it again. It will rule again.
Et le pouvoir le retournera et elle va régner encore.
That's the meaning of it was.
C'est ce que ça veut dire. Elle était.
And it's not.
Elle a été.
And shall ascend out of the bottomless pit.
Et elle va monter hors de l'abîme.
And all the world shall wonder.
Et tout le monde s'étonnera.
Those whose names are not written in the book of life from where, from the foundation
Ceux
of the world.
Ceux qui n'ont pas été écrits dans le livre de la
vie.
All
the monde. World will follow after this beast.
Ça veut dire que tout le monde va suivre après cette bête.
They will be deceived by her.
Ils seront séduits par elle.
They will wander after her.
Ils vont suivre après elle.
And that verse 8 lets us know that the book of life was written from where? The foundation of the world.
Verset 8 nous fait connaître que le livre de la vie était écrit vers la fondation du monde. Bien
that
sûr.
Is a settled matter in this church.
C'est un cas réglé dans cette église.
We know that the book of life was written from the foundation
on
of the world.
On sait que le livre de la vie était écrit dès la fondation du monde.
Acts chapter 15 verse 18 makes us know.
Acte 15 chapitre 16.
Known unto God are all his works. From where?
À Dieu que tous ses travaux sont quand?
Acts 15 18.
Acts 15,
Known 18. Unto God are all his works. From where?
Sachez quoi?
Chorus the scripture now is on the screen.
Écoutez l'écriture s'il vous plaît, c'est sur l'écran.
Known unto God are all his works. From where?
Et à qui ils sont connus de toutes ces
So salvation has been settled from the beginning of the world.
Le salut a été réglé vers la fondation du monde.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel.
So the whole world will wander after the beast.
Le monde entier ira après la bête.
It ruled for a time.
Pour un moment.
When the Roman Empire was in power.
Il régnait quand l'Empire romain était
then
au pouvoir.
Then for a time we stopped seeing the Roman Empire.
Et pour un temps, nous avons arrêté de voir l'Empire
then
romain.
Then he said it will ascend out of the bottomless pit.
Et on dit il va monter hors de l'abîme.
Now,
maintenant,
it's not going to rule as an empire again.
Il ne va plus régner comme un empire maintenant.
The beast now will rule as a man.
La bête maintenant va régner comme un homme.
And that man is who we know as the man of sin, the Antichrist.
Et cet homme nous connaissons comme l'homme du péché, l'Antichrist.
Verse 9 now gives you a description.
Verset 9 nous donne une description maintenant.
He says, "Here is the mind which hath wisdom."
C'est ici qu'est l'intelligence.
The seven heads les of sept, that beast.
Les sept têtes de cette bête.
Are seven mountains on which that woman seated.
Sur sept montagnes là où la femme sera assise.
Do you know the meaning of this?
Est-ce que tu connais la
Don't forget that earlier on we saw that the beast has seven heads and ten horns.
N'oublie pas que nous savons que la bête a sept têtes et dix cornes.
Just like in chapter 13.
Jusqu'à chapitre 13.
He said, "Here is wisdom."
On dit ici est la connaissance.
Let
et la sagesse.
The mind that has understanding count the number of his name.
Que celui qui a l'intelligence compte le nombre de son nom.
In chapter 17, verse 9, we are seeing that statement again.
Chapitre 17, verset 9, voyons ce mot
He
encore.
Says, And here is the mind which hath wisdom.
Et ici est celui qui a l'intelligence.
The seven heads of that beast.
Les sept têtes de cette bête.
Are seven mountains on which the woman seated.
Sont sept montagnes sur lesquelles la femme s'est assise.
That is a description of Rome.
C'est la description de Rome.
Rome is known as the city on seven hills.
Rome est connue comme la cité qui est sur sept montagnes.
Rome is known as the city on seven hills.
Rome est connue comme la cité sur sept montagnes.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel vivant.
Jerusalem is known as a city compacted around by mountains.
Jérusalem est connue comme une cité qui est entourée de montagnes.
Rome is known as the city on seven hills.
Et Rome est connue comme une cité sur sept montagnes.
You can Google that and read about it.
Vous pouvez rechercher cela.
The seven hills of Rome.
Les sept montagnes de Rome.
And verse 10 gives a further description of this woman and the beast.
Et verset 10 nous dit plus sur de cette femme et la bête.
Verse 10.
Verset 10.
And there are seven kings.
Ce sont sept rois.
Five are fallen.
Les cinq sont tombés.
And one is.
L'un est.
And the other is not yet come.
Et l'autre n'est pas encore venu.
And when he cometh,
et quand il sera venu,
he must continue a short space.
Il faut
Amen.
Qu'il demeure pour un peu de temps. Amen.
Let's see the meaning of that.
Voyons ce que ça veut dire.
We are looking at the meaning of the seven heads of that woman.
On voit la définition de la sept têtes de cette femme.
The seven heads of that beast, rather.
La sept têtes de cette bête, s'il
vous plaît. The first interpretation the Bible gives us is that the seven heads represent the seven mountains.
La première interprétation, c'est que la sept têtes représente sept montagnes.
On which that woman is sitting.
Là où la femme s'est assise.
And then verse 10 also says that there are also seven kings.
Et verset 10 nous dit aussi sept rois.
Now, this will take us to history.
Ça nous prendra l'histoire maintenant.
The history of the Roman Empire.
L'histoire de l'Empire romain.
By the time the angel was talking to John,
dans l'ange parlait à Jean,
we are somewhere in time in AD 96.
Nous étions dans AD 86.
He said there are seven kings.
On dit il y a sept rois.
These seven kings are seven kings that stood out.
Ce sont sept rois qui se sont tenus hors.
That established a form of government.
Qui ont établi une forme de gouvernance.
A form of strong government.
Une forme de gouvernance très
in the Roman Empire.
Dans l'Empire romain.
We are looking at the first are known in history as the five good kings.
On voit comme les sept bons rois.
Their names are there. We are talking history now.
S'il vous plaît, nous parlons de l'histoire maintenant.
The sixth is Emperor Constantine.
Le sixième c'est l'empereur Constantin.
Who made Catholicism, the official religion of the Roman Empire.
Qui a fait le catholique le religion officielle de l'Empire romain.
The seventh king.
Le septième roi.
Is Emperor Charlemagne.
Est l'empereur Charlemagne.
It's not enough.
Ce n'est pas assez.
Catholicism is the religion of the empire.
Que le catholique est la religion de l'empire.
The Catholic Church was still not more powerful than the emperor.
L'église catholique n'était pas très puissante que l'empereur.
But by the time the seventh emperor came
on
the throne,
quand le septième empereur est venu sur le trône,
Emperor Charlemagne gave power to the pope.
L'empereur Charlemagne a donné le pouvoir au pape.
It was from his time.
C'était dans son temps
that the Roman Empire became known as the Holy Roman Empire.
Que l'empire romain a été connu comme le Saint Empire romain.
And the most powerful man in the empire was no longer the emperor.
Et l'homme le plus puissant n'était plus l'empereur maintenant.
Was now who?
C'était qui maintenant?
The pope. Thank
le
you,
pape.
Sir.
Merci, monsieur.
So these seven kings we just listed are the seven heads of that woman. Another description.
Nous avons mentionné les sept têtes de cette bête.
Let's move on.
Lisons, s'il vous plaît.
Verse 11.
Verset 11.
And he said, the beast.
La bête.
Don't forget, we said the beast will come now as a man.
On dit la bête viendra comme
no
un
longer
homme
as an empire.
Plus comme un empire.
The beast that was.
La bête
and is not.
Et qui n'est plus.
Even he is the eighth.
Elle-même est la huitième.
And is of the seven.
Et elle est du sept.
And goeth into perdition.
Et il va dans la perdition.
Hang that scripture.
Mettez l'écriture comme
I
ça.
I want to know whether you have been following
Je
me.
Je veux savoir si tu me suis.
How many eights?
Combien de têtes
did the beast have?
À la bête.
How many?
Combien?
God bless you, brother. You are following me. Several people think we are speaking Greek and Hebrew.
Les gens qui parlent le grec ici.
He said the beast had seven heads and ten horns, right?
La bête a 10 têtes et 10.
And the first description was that the seven heads are seven mountains.
Les sept têtes sont les sept montagnes.
The second description are
la deuxième description.
The second description is that the seven heads are seven kings.
Et les sept têtes sont sept rois.
Now he's saying that the beast.
On dit maintenant la bête.
Now the beast is coming as a man.
La bête vient
he said,
comme un homme.
He is the eighth.
On dit il est le huitième.
But how many heads do we have on the beast?
Mais combien de têtes nous avons sur la bête? Sept.
But now he said he is the eighth.
Maintenant on dit il est le huitième.
And is of the seven.
Et elle vient du sept.
And goeth into perdition.
Et elle va dans le temps de sa ruine.
It is a similar thing we see in the book of Daniel chapter 7.
C'est la même chose similaire dans le livre chapitre
when
de
he
Daniel.
Speaks of the ten horns of the beast.
Quand il parle des dix cornes de la bête.
He said out of that ten horns came up another horn.
Il dit hors des dix cornes est sorti une autre corne.
He doesn't make it 11.
Ça ne fait pas ça 11.
Is the 10.
C'est la même chose. 10.
The meaning is what?
La bénédiction, ça veut dire quoi?
Is the 8.
C'est le huitième.
But he is of the seven, the previous seven.
Mais il est du septième, le passé.
Because he is a different type of head.
Parce que c'est une différente type de tête maintenant.
Praise God.
Louez l'Éternel.
The previous seven heads.
Les septièmes têtes.
They were kings and emperors that ruled over the flesh of man.
C'était des empereurs et des rois qui régnaient sur
but
la terre.
But this one.
Mais celle-ci.
Is a spiritual head.
C'est une tête spirituelle.
He is not only ruling over the physical.
Il ne règne pas sur le physique seulement.
He is also ruling over the soul.
Il va régner sur votre âme aussi.
The seat of the Pope.
La siège du pape.
He is not just an emperor physically.
N'est pas impérant physiquement.
He is also controlling the soul of men.
Il contrôle les âmes de l'homme aussi.
But the Bible says he is of the seven.
Mais la Bible dit il est du septième.
Which means he got his authority from the seat of the seven.
Ça veut dire qu'il a pris son autorité de la siège
but
du
now,
septième. Mais maintenant,
he is a different kind of head.
C'est un différent type de tête.
He is even more powerful than the previous
il est
seven.
Plus puissant que les septièmes même.
The emperors only ruled after the flesh.
L'empereur a régné sur la chair.
But the Pope was both a spiritual ruler and a physical
le pape
ruler.
Était reine physique
praise the living God.
Spirituel.
So it's telling you that the Antichrist is of the seven.
Ça veut dire que l'Antichrist est du septième,
but he's the eighth.
Mais il est le huitième.
He's giving you a description.
Il nous donne une description.
Now
aussi.
Let's move on.
Continuons, s'il vous plaît.
Verse 12 says something.
Verset 12 nous dit quelque chose.
And the ten horns.
Et les dix cornes.
Which thou sawest.
Que tu as vu.
Don't forget the beast has seven heads and ten horns.
N'oubliez pas que la bête a 10 têtes et 10 cornes.
We have seen that the seven heads.
Nous avons vu que les 7 têtes.
Are seven mountains and seven kings.
Sont 7 montagnes et 7 rois.
Now it says the ten horns.
On dit les 10
they are cornes. Also 10 kings.
Sont aussi 10 rois.
Which have received no kingdom as yet.
N'ont pas encore reçu de royaume.
But received power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
Mais ils ont reçu du pouvoir comme des rois 1 heure après le père.
When he says they have received no kingdom as yet.
Quand ils n'ont pas reçu de royaume maintenant.
He's speaking of in the days of John.
Il parle des jours de Jean.
At that time they have received no kingdom as yet.
En ce temps ils n'ont pas reçu de royaume.
These 10 horns.
Ces 10 cornes.
They are part of the territory of that old Roman Empire.
Ils sont parmi les territoires de cet ancien empire romain.
They are kingdoms that rise up out of the old Roman Empire.
Ce sont des royaumes qui sont levés hors de l'empire romain.
The old Roman Empire covered all of Western Europe.
L'ancien empire romain couvre tout le dans des européens.
Even to some parts of Africa.
Jusqu'à les parts des Africains.
And the Middle East.
Et le milieu.
In the process of time.
Et au procès du temps.
The empire became weak.
L'empire est devenu faible.
And many nations started breaking out. Many groups of people started breaking out of the Roman Empire.
Sont détachés de l'empire romain.
For instance,
par exemple,
when we are talking of the old Roman Empire,
quand nous parlons de l'ancien empire romain,
in those days there was no country called England, Great Britain.
Il n'y a pas de pays on appelle Angleterre.
There was no country called France.
Il n'y a aucun pays on appelle la France.
There was even no country called Spain.
Il n'y a aucun pays on appelle l'Espagne.
Most of these countries broke out of the old Roman Empire.
Tous ces pays ont brisé hors de l'empire romain, l'ancien empire romain.
So these 10 kings,
ces 10 rois maintenant,
they are kingdoms that rise up out of that territory of the old Roman Empire.
Ils sont levés hors de ce territoire, l'empire romain ancien.
They make up where we know. They make up largely the part of Western Europe today.
Ils composent l'Européen maintenant.
They make up the part of Western Europe today.
Ils composent l'Européen de l'Ouest aujourd'hui.
Verse 12 says they will give their power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
Verset 12, il dit qu'ils vont donner leur pouvoir comme des rois 1 heure après la peste.
This lets us know that.
Ça nous fait connaître que.
In this time,
dans ce temps,
after the rapture,
après l'enlèvement,
there will be a federation.
Il y aura une fédération
of the beast, the Antichrist,
de la bête qui est l'Antichrist,
and these 10 horns.
Et ces 10 cornes.
And brothers and sisters,
mes frères et mes sœurs,
we have reasons to believe.
Nous avons des raisons pour croire
that the fulfillment of that scripture,
que l'accomplissement de cette écriture,
is what we are seeing as the EU today.
C'est ce que nous voyons comme le EU aujourd'hui.
The European Union.
L'État européen.
Power will soon leave America.
Le pouvoir va laisser l'Amérique.
Praise the Lord.
Louez l'Éternel.
The Antichrist is not coming out of America.
L'Antichrist ne viendra pas hors de l'Amérique.
He is coming out of Europe.
Il sort de l'Europe.
And the end time picture the Bible portrays.
Et l'image que la Bible portrait.
Is that those that will be with power, be in power with the Antichrist.
Ceux qui seront au pouvoir avec l'Antichrist.
Are those 10 horns.
Ce sont ces 10 cornes.
Largely from Western Europe.
Largement de l'État des Européens.
So it lets us know that something will happen.
Ça nous fait connaître que quelque chose va se passer.
And the boast of America as world power
et
will definitely go down.
La fierté de l'Amérique
right
va partir en bas maintenant.
America cannot say they are superpower.
Maintenant, l'Amérique ne peut pas dire qu'ils sont les superpowers.
Praise the living God. They cannot say that the world superpower
ils
today.
Ne peut pas dire cela maintenant.
It's only a claim.
C'est juste une réclamation.
America is still as afraid of Russia and China.
America peur de la Russie et de la Chine.
As a child is afraid of masquerade.
Comme un enfant a peur des masques.
Praise the living God.
Louer
we are talking current affairs.
On parle des affaires correctes.
But the power we will see in the end of time.
Le pouvoir que nous allons voir maintenant.
Will arise out of that European Union.
Va se lever hors de l'Union européenne.
Those 10 horns.
Ces 10 cornes.
Largely from Western Europe,
de l'État de l'Europe
confederating with the Antichrist.
L'Ouest va confédérer avec l'Antichrist.
Praise the living God.
L'Éternel vivant.
He says they will give their power with him.
Ils vont donner son pouvoir.
Verse 13.
Verset 13.
This have one mind.
Sera une pensée.
And shall give their power and strength
donne le pouvoir
unto the beast.
Et l'autorité à la bête.
We say the beast is the Antichrist.
On dit la bête est l'Antichrist.
He comes out of the Roman Catholic Church.
Il sort de l'Église romaine catholique.
Then he hates this federation of the 10 horns.
La fédération des 10 cornes.
Now,
maintenant,
in this prophecy,
dans cette prophétie,
even that Catholic system,
même le système catholique,
something will happen to it.
Quelque chose va se passer à elle.
That's where we are going to.
C'est là où nous partons maintenant.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel vivant.
Look at verse 14.
Regardez verset 14.
This shall make war with the lamb.
Et il combattra contre l'agneau.
And the lamb shall overcome them.
Et l'agneau les vaincra.
This shall make war with the lamb.
Ils combattront contre l'âme.
And the lamb shall overcome them.
Et l'agneau les vaincra.
For he is Lord of lords and King of kings.
Parce qu'il est Seigneur des seigneurs et le roi des rois.
And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
Et les appelés, les élus, les fidèles.
The 10 horns.
Les 10 cornes.
The 10 horns.
Les 10 cornes.
Together with the beast, the Antichrist.
Avec la bête qui est l'Antichrist.
They are the ones that will engage in warfare with the lamb and his bride.
Ce sont ceux qui vont prendre la guerre contre l'agneau et son épouse.
That is the war we looked at last week, the war of Armageddon.
C'est la guerre que nous avons vu la semaine passée qui est la guerre.
That the ones that will try to stop Christ when Christ is coming back.
Ce sont ceux qui vont essayer d'arrêter Christ quand Christ reviendra.
And that lets us know that they will be the world superpower at that time.
Ça nous fait connaître qu'ils seront les super pouvoirs en ce temps.
Verse 15.
Verset 15.
And he said unto me,
et il me dit,
the waters which thou sawest,
l'eau que tu as vue,
where the horse sitteth, verse 15,
la posture est assis, verset 15,
are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues.
Sont des peuples, des nations et des langues.
He said, the great horse sitteth upon many waters.
On dit la posture est assis sur plusieurs eaux.
He's interpreting the meaning of the waters now.
Elle interprète ce que l'eau veut dire.
Are peoples and nations and multitudes and tongues.
Sont des peuples, des nations et des langues.
And verse 16 gives another picture.
Et verset 16 donne notre image.
Verse 16, please.
Verset 16, s'il vous plaît.
And the 10 horns, this is where we are going to.
Mais les 10 cornes.
Which thou sawest upon the beast.
Que tu as vu à la bête.
What will happen? They will do what?
Qu'est-ce qui va se passer?
Are you reading with me?
Est-ce que tu lis avec moi?
Can we chorus it? The 10 horns will do what?
Est-ce qu'on peut chorusser ensemble?
Sisters are not even responding.
Les sœurs ne répondent pas. Les cornes vont faire quoi?
The 10 horns will do what?
Les 10 cornes feront quoi?
This shall hate the horn.
Ce sont ceux qui haïront la prostituée.
And shall make her desolate.
Qui la désoleront.
And naked.
Et la débrouilleront.
And shall eat her flesh.
Et mangeront sa chair.
And burn her with what?
Et la brûleront.
Hang that scripture. Who is the or?
Qui est cette prostituée?
Let me see the good students who have been following.
Je veux savoir les bons élèves qui nous suivent.
Let me have a sister. Some brothers are following. Hold on. Who is the or?
Qui est cette prostituée?
Say it. Give it a try. Please give someone the mic.
Essayez s'il vous plaît.
Give my baby girl the mic. Coordinator. Coordinator. Give her the mic. Who is the or?
Qui est la prostituée?
Our mics are not on. Who is the or, please? Hello? Let me see the sisters following.
Je vois les sœurs qui nous suivent.
Roman Catholic system.
Okay. Any other person? Who is the or?
Une autre personne, s'il vous plaît.
Does any other person want to try?
Quelqu'un d'autre veut essayer?
You are very correct.
Vous êtes vraiment correct.
Praise God. The or is the Roman Catholic system.
La
Let's have that scripture back on the screen.
Ayons l'écriture, s'il vous plaît.
He says the 10 horns will do what?
Les 10 cornes feront quoi?
They will eat the or.
Ils haïront la prostituée.
They will make her desolate.
Ils la dévoreront.
They shall eat her flesh and burn her with.
Ils la montreront et la
Are you following?
Est-ce que vous me suivez?
Can we have our slide in? What's the meaning of this?
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
The 10 horns will destroy the Roman Catholic Church.
Les 10 cornes vont détruire l'église du Roman catholique. Louez l'Éternel.
Next slide,
verset 16.
That is what the Bible says.
C'est ce que la Bible dit.
Although the Antichrist comes out of that Catholic system.
L'Antichrist sort de ce système catholique.
But he will ride on a power.
Mais il va glisser, il va se balader sur un
produced pouvoir. By the 10 horns.
Produit par les 10 cornes.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if you are with me.
Je ne sais pas si vous êtes avec moi.
Let's picture it this way.
Prenons cette image
encore. He comes out, it's just like bringing him out of that church and making him a president.
On l'enlève de l'église et on fait un président de lui.
Then he turns against that church and destroys it.
Et il se tourne contre cette église et il la détruit.
Praise the Lord.
Louez l'Éternel.
It is through these 10 horns.
C'est par ces 10 cornes.
That God will judge the Catholic Church.
Et Dieu va juger l'église catholique.
Don't forget that they have been drunken with the blood of the saints and martyrs of Jesus.
Les qui sont sous là avec le sang du saint et des martyrs de Jésus.
Their judgment has been tarrying for a long time.
Les jugements attendaient pendant longtemps.
But through these 10 horns,
mais par ces 10 cornes,
God will bring judgment upon that woman, that whore, the Catholic Church.
Jugement cette femme, cette prostituée.
So even before the coming of the Lord, the third coming of the Lord.
Même avant la troisième venue du Seigneur.
These 10 horns will destroy that institution completely.
Ces 10 cornes seront détruites par cet institut directement.
Praise the living God. They will destroy the Roman Catholic institution.
Ils vont détruire
that
le
is
Roman
what we see in the Bible. Verse 17.
Verset 17.
For God hath put it in their hearts.
Dieu a mis ça dans les cœurs.
To fulfill his will.
Pour accomplir son
and
plaisir.
To agree.
Et pour faire.
And give their kingdom unto the beast.
Et pour donner le royaume à la bête.
Until the words of God shall be fulfilled.
Jusqu'à ce que les paroles de l'Éternel soient accomplies.
Praise God. The Antichrist comes out of that system.
L'Antichrist sort de ce système.
But is now a king.
Maintenant il est un roi.
Over the 10 horns.
Sur les 10 cornes.
Which are ruling the world at that time.
Qui règne sur le monde en ce temps.
Then the system, the institution he came out of.
Et l'institut qu'il est sorti.
They destroy that institution.
Il détruit l'institut.
Now there's a picture we see here.
Il y a une image que nous voyons ici.
And that the Antichrist.
C'est si l'Antichrist.
And the 10 horns.
Et les 10 cornes.
It is either they will turn to communism.
C'est si ils tournent en communisme.
Or,
ou,
as at this time,
ou en ce temps,
only the Antichrist will be the object of worship.
Juste l'Antichrist sera l'objet de l'adoration.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel.
Don't forget that the Roman Catholic system.
N'oubliez pas que le système romain catholique.
They profess Christ.
Ils professent Christ.
They are religious.
Ils sont des religions.
Now,
maintenant,
the Antichrist is destroying a religious institution.
L'Antichrist détruit l'institut des religions.
Praise God. It is either the Antichrist and the 10 horns turn to communism.
C'est si l'Antichrist et les 10 cornes tournent à communisme.
Or,
ou,
which is more appropriate?
Qui est plus approprié, je
the
crois.
The Antichrist alone.
L'Antichrist seul.
Will be the object of worship.
Sera l'objet d'adoration.
And that is what we see in 2 Thessalonians 2:3.
C'est ce que nous voyons dans 2 Thessaloniciens chapitre 3.
Who opposeth himself above all that is called God or worship.
Au-delà de ce qui est appelé Dieu ou adoré.
So that he as God seated in the temple of God.
Que lui Dieu s'assoit sur le temple de Dieu.
I'm quoting 2 Thessalonians 2:3.
Je récite.
Showing himself.
Il se montre lui-même.
That he is God.
Qu'il est Dieu.
So these are things that will happen.
Ce sont des choses qui se passera.
As the 70th week is coming to an end.
Dans les 70 semaines, on veut
se praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel.
He turns against that institution and destroys it.
Il se tourne contre l'institut et il l'a détruit.
They destroy that Catholic institution.
Il détruit l'institut de la catholique.
And the destruction of that great hall.
Et la destruction de cette grande
prostituée. Is what we see in Revelation chapter 18.
C'est ce que nous voyons dans Apocalypse chapitre 18.
The destruction of Babylon.
La destruction de Babylon.
Is what we see in chapter 18.
C'est ce que nous voyons dans chapitre 18.
But before we go to chapter 18. Let's look at the last verse of chapter 17.
Regardons la dernière verse de chapitre 17.
It says, "The woman which thou sawest."
Et la femme que tu as vue.
Is what?
Est quoi?
That great city.
C'est la grande cité.
Which does what?
Qui fait quoi?
Which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Qui a son règne sur les rois de la terre.
This is another reason why we say. The Catholic system.
C'est une autre raison pourquoi nous avons le système catholique.
Is the most powerful institution in the world.
Est l'institut le plus puissant du monde.
It says the city reigneth over the kings of the earth.
C'est la cité qui règne sur les rois de la terre.
Can anybody tell me another man that is more influential than the Pope of Rome today?
Est-ce que quelqu'un peut me dire un autre homme qui est plus influencé que anybody? Le pape de Rome aujourd'hui?
Anyone?
Quelqu'un?
Is there any other man more influential than the Pope of Rome today?
Est-ce qu'il y a un autre homme qui est plus influencé que le pape de Rome aujourd'hui?
If you know, let us know. Educate
si tu sais,
us.
S'il vous plaît, éduquez-nous.
That great city that reigneth over the kings of the earth.
C'est la grande cité qui a son règne sur les rois de la terre. Quelle cité est-ce?
The Vatican City.
La cité Vatican.
But we have seen a prophecy that in process of time.
Mais nous avons vu une prophétie qui est à le temps.
The beast and the 10 horns will destroy that city.
La bête et la 10 cornes qui ont 10 cornes vont détruire
la
cité.
The beast and the 10 horns will destroy that institution.
La bête et les 10 cornes vont détruire cette institution.
The destruction of that institution is what we see. Is what we see
ce que nous voyons
in chapter 18.
Dans chapitre 18.
Now let's go to chapter 18, Revelation.
Dans chapitre 18 maintenant.
Chapter 18, verse 1.
Apocalypse 18.
But before we continue, any question or contribution?
Avant que nous continuions, est-ce qu'il y a des questions ou des contributions?
Maybe you are not clear with any explanation and you want us to take it again.
Peut-être tu n'es pas clair avec quelque chose, tu veux que nous reprenions cela.
Any question or contribution?
Quelques questions, quelques contributions?
Let me ask my own question.
Je vais poser mes
questions. Since everybody is pretending they understand.
Quand tout le monde prétend qu'il comprend.
And nobody wants to ask questions.
Okay, personne we have qui a veut question. Poser des questions.
Barrister Vincent is up again. Lisa, question me as a brother, not as a barrister. Hello?
Questionnez-moi comme un frère, s'il vous plaît.
Let's hear Brother Vincent. Give him the mic, let's hear him.
Le micro, s'il vous plaît.
Yes, shalom.
Shalom, sir.
Thank you, sir. My question is coming from Revelation chapter 17, verse 10.
Verse 10, okay.
It says, and there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come.
What's your question, sir?
It says, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. So I'm trying to understand. They said five has fallen. Five had fallen. One is yet to come. So I didn't get
okay.
Through history. The actual specifics about this.
Let me explain my understanding to you.
Je vais expliquer.
Yes, thank you.
The angel took John.
L'ange a pris Jean.
To a point of time.
Un point de temps.
After those five good kings,
après les cinq bons
took
rois,
him to the hour of Constantine.
Il a pris dans le temps de Constantin.
When the Roman Catholic system became the religion of the empire.
Du Romain catholique était une religion d'empire.
Five are fallen means five are dead.
Cinq sont tombés. J'avais dit cinq
one
sont morts.
One is.
Un est.
As when I'm showing you this vision.
Quand il
and
la
the other is yet to come.
Et l'autre viendra.
That's my understanding of that verse.
C'est ma compréhension de cette verse.
But if there's any further, any better understanding that fills that,
si y a une autre meilleure compréhension,
that explains that prophecy or that scripture,
cette prophétie,
you could share with us. We have another brother that wants to ask a question.
Notre frère veut poser une question.
It is only brothers that were following the Bible study today.
C'est les frères seulement qui suivent.
All the sisters were not following. Is it true? Sisters, is it true?
Les sœurs, c'est vrai.
The sisters are not even responding. Sisters, is it true? Sisters, shout hallelujah.
Laissez crier hallelujah.
Amen. Okay,
amen.
Let's hear you, sir.
Okay, praise God.
Amen.
Before I ask my question, I want to make, I don't know if you permit me to make a contribution to the question that our brother asks. Now, from the footnote of my Bible,
okay,
it makes some little explanation about the question. Now, it says, the angel.
Okay, let's hear him.
The seven kings are the seven Caesar of Roman Empire. The first five fallen. They die unnaturally. You will see Judges 3, 25, 2 Samuel 1, 10, and 25. And those five are Julius Caesar. We have Tiberius, we have Caligula, and we have Claudius, and we have Nero. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And all of whom either were murdered or committed suicide before John wrote this book.
Okay.
The sixth, we have Domitian, who was also murdered, was living when this book was written. Therefore, it is said to him that he is.
Okay.
The other, the seventh, is Antichrist. He had not yet come. At that time, when he has come, he will remain only a short time. That they will also slain and will resuscitate by the spirit of the fifth, which is Nero, to become the eighth. Antichrist will be coming seventh Caesar. but he is also the eighth, according to Revelation 13:3. Antichrist will be slain and resuscitated. In the resuscitation, the spirit of Nero, the fifth Caesar,
will come out of the abyss.
Excuse me, I'm coming. When Satan is cast down to the earth, will imitate and resuscitate the dead body of the seventh Caesar, Antichrist, thereby imitating the resurrection of Christ.
Okay, it sounds very good. No, give him the mic. Sister, answer. It sounds very good. But here is my problem with the explanation.
Voici mon problème avec cette explication.
If the Antichrist is the seventh,
si l'Antichrist est le septième,
the seventh,
le septième,
and he says he's also of the eighth.
Et on dit aussi du huitième.
Came back to life.
He came back to
life. Yes. Where do we see the Antichrist coming back to life?
Où est-ce qu'on voit l'Antichrist revenir à la vie?
Okay, praise God. Now, from where we read, he said, and there are seven kings, five fallen.
He said, five are the Caesars, the sixth is Domitian.
Yes.
The Antichrist is the seventh.
Sixième, le Domitian,
then how is he of the eighth? That's my question.
Du huitième? C'est la question ici.
One is, the other has not yet come. Now the other that have not yet come is the Antichrist. And he said something. When he comes, he must remain only for a short time. That is when he was slain and came back.
And okay, so you mean the Antichrist was slain and came back?
We
do not see that scripture. There's no prophecy. There is no picture that the Antichrist will be killed and come back.
Praise the Lord.
There's no scripture in Revelation that says the Antichrist will be killed and come back. Well, I've heard the explanation.
J'ai entendu ton explication.
I will consider it.
Et je vais considérer cela.
The understanding I have, which I agree with,
la compréhension que j'ai, que
is what I'll put forth.
C'est ce que je veux
the five good kings,
les cinq bons rois,
Emperor Constantine,
l'Empereur Constantin,
and Emperor Chalamet.
Et l'Empereur Chalamet.
These seven kings,
ces sept rois,
their reign,
les règnes,
was significant to the Roman Empire. I've heard the explanation. I've heard the explanation, but the questions I'm asking were not able to be answered.
Les questions que je demande n'ont pas encore répondu.
There's no scripture that says the Antichrist will be killed and come back to life. No.
Qui dit l'Antichrist sera tué et qu'il reviendra à vie.
The Antichrist will be destroyed at the coming of Christ and will be cast into the lake of fire.
Sera détruit à
la vie. He will not be killed and come back to life.
Il ne sera pas tué,
resuscité. Praise the living God. So there are things I don't agree with in that explanation. That's why I don't go with it. What's your question, sir?
From where we read from the book of Revelation 17:5.
He must continue a short 17:5, okay?
Okay, 17:5. Now, with
mystery, Babylon the Great.
Let me just cut it short. Now, from that, we saw a city and also a woman. Now, from Revelation 21:2, we also saw a city
and a woman. That's right.
Now, I want to ask, now, if you watch the word Babylon comes from the word Babel, according to Genesis. This. Now, the question I want to ask is this. Now, what is the similarity between the city,
and
one
the
is going up, and the other city is coming down? What is the relationship?
Okay.
Now, the second one is this. Now, we also saw a woman
and
in
a
Genesis,
city.
And also a city. Now, I want to ask a question. Now, in Genesis, we saw the building material for that Babylon, that Babel. Now, the building material is bricks. Now, I want to ask a question. What is the building material for the other city that came down from heaven? Praise God.
The building materials are mentioned in Revelation 21.
Precious stones.
But your question is something interesting.
Ta question est intéressant.
A woman and a city.
Une femme et une cité.
The bride of Christ, a woman.
Est-ce que l'épouse est une femme?
Church.
Église.
We are known as the bride of Christ.
Nous sommes connus comme l'épouse de Christ.
The church is known as a woman.
L'église est connue comme une femme.
But the same church is called the heavenly Jerusalem.
Mais la même église est appelée.
The church is both described as a woman and as a city.
L'église est décrite comme une femme
so
et une
it is
cité.
The same thing.
C'est la même chose.
That woman is both described as a woman.
Cette femme est décrite comme une
and
femme.
She's also the one described as Babylon,
et,
a city.
Elle aussi décrite comme like Babylon, you said, la cité.
One is going up and one is coming down.
Va en haut et un autre descend.
The church, the true bride, is going up.
L'église va en haut.
But Babylon is going down.
Mais Babylon descend.
In fact, what you are doing is not even a question. You are actually pointing out something to us.
Tu nous réfères quelque chose, ce n'est pas une question.
It is the same institution that is described as a woman and as a city. Just as the church is described as a woman and the church is also described as a city. In Revelation chapter
21,
let's see Revelation 21 verse 9. Revelation 21 verse 9 and 10. It says, there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vows, full of the seven last plagues. He talked with me saying, come hither,
viens.
I will show thee who.
Et je te montrerai quoi?
Are you reading with me?
Est-ce
I will show you who.
Je te montrerai qui?
The bride.
L'épouse.
The lamb's wife.
Qui est la femme de l'agneau.
Let me show you a woman.
Je vais te montrer une femme.
But he carried me away in the spirit.
Et il me portera dans l'esprit.
To a great and high mountain.
Une grande et haute montagne.
He said, I will show you a woman.
Il dit, je te montrerai une femme.
But what does he show him?
Mais qu'est-ce qu'il a montré ici?
Can you see it, sir? I hope I'm answering your question. He said, I will show you a woman, but he showed him what? That great city. So the bride of Christ is both described as a woman and as a city. That's why Revelation 17:5 said, the woman is Babylon.
Mystery.
Babylon the Great.
Elle dit la grande Babylon.
Because Babylon is symbolic.
Parce que Babylon est symbolique.
Praise the living God. Okay, we have a comment from yes sir, let's hear you sir.
Vous avez un commentaire?
Shalom my brothers.
Shalom sir.
Sorry you asked for a contribution, that was why I came out. In the verse that where the angel was telling John, wherefore did thou marvel, I will tell thee. Now the continuation of what he started to tell him ended in Judges chapter 17 verse 18, because many of us that we are tied to the Roman system, if somebody is new here, he may be agitated, he may be surprised, why are you calling Rome, coming Rome. If you read that verse, the angel told John, the woman which thou sawest is that great city that ruled over the kings of the age.
Yes, that's verse 18, chapter 17, verse 18.
So if you check now, the angel was saying, I'm not talking of Mrs. Somebody, it's a city. The woman is a city. Like Nigeria is a city, just a country. Then you say Nigeria got her independent, or America got her, or Ghana got her independent. Now, so he's saying the woman is
a city.
A city.
Thank you very much.
Which one? He said the one that is ruling over the kings of the earth. Both before Jesus Christ was born and after Jesus died, it was still Rome ruling, because there was the Roman people that said that the king of Rome gave commandment that Virgin Mary and the other people go to your village and pay tax. So it's the woman in command. And when Jesus Christ was tried on the cross, was tried in the court by
Pilate.
Then he said, if you release this man, you will cease to be the
friend of Caesar.
Or Caesar, the emperor in Rome.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks for that contribution.
Merci.
God bless you, sir.
Monsieur.
He's speaking of a woman. Another addition to what our brother was pointing out. Okay, but he said that woman.
Cette femme,
see that woman, oh.
Cette
that
femme.
Is the great city ruling over the kings of the earth.
La grande cité qui règne sur le
and
roi de la
historically,
terre.
Even up to now.
Et jusqu'à maintenant, historiquement,
that city is the Vatican.
C'est cité
okay,
la Vatican.
Let's have our brother. Et let's hear our brother. Be fast.
Rapidement, s'il vous plaît.
The great city ruling over the kings of the earth.
La grande cité qui règne sur les rois de la terre.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
So I want to thank Brother Olumide for the teaching. Because me, I don't know much about the book of Revelation, but I found it interesting.
Amen.
So some question I want to ask, it might sound foolish, but please, because I don't know. Okay. I want to know more better.
Yes, sir.
The book of Revelation chapter 17 verse 3, it talks of the beast with a scarlet colored beast. I want to know, what do the scarlet colored beast represent?
Scarlet is a type of red.
Purple est une genre de rouge.
Don't forget in chapter 12.
N'oubliez pas dans chapitre 12.
He said the great red dragon.
On dit le grand dragon rouge.
The scarlet is the color of that beast. It's a type of red.
Est un type de rouge.
It's another description of that beast with 7 heads and 10 horns.
C'est une autre description de la bête qui a 7 têtes et 10 cornes.
Is a type of red.
C'est un type de rouge.
And the woman was sitting. It says here that the woman was sitting
on the beast.
The beast has 7 heads
and 10 horns.
10 horns. And 7 heads represents 7 mountains
and 7 kings.
And 7 kings. And the 10 horns.
Another set of 10 kings that will rise up.
10 kings. In the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 20, and the 10 horns which thou seest are 10 kings. Which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Verse 13. Those kings now, they have one mind, and shall give their power and strength
unto the beast.
The beast. Then verse 14. These shall make war with the lamb, which we all know what the lamb means. Then verse 16. Yes. Till if that 10 kings.
It will destroy the all.
Now, verse 16. And the 10 horns which thou swears upon the beast, this shall hate the war. Okay, now this is where my question comes from. Those 10 kings, they have no kingdom. And they give their strength and their power to that beast. Which means, if, verse 14 here, he said they shall fight
with the lamb.
With the lamb. Which means those 10 kings and that beast, they will fight against the lamb, are you?
That's right. That's the battle of Armageddon.
So now, where now? This is verse 16. Those kings again, we see.
Okay, they are not fulfilled chronologically. I understand you. Before they will fight the lamb.
Avant qu'ils vont combattre l'agneau.
Fighting the lamb is when Christ and his bride are coming.
Quand ils vont lutter l'agneau, c'est à la venue.
Before that time,
avant ce temps,
they have destroyed the all.
Ils ont détruit la prostituée.
It's not chronological.
Ce n'est pas la chronologie.
It's not chronological.
Ce
the book of Revelation is not chronological.
Le livre d'Apocalypse n'est pas en son
it's
temps.
Just have an understanding.
Ayez votre compréhension.
That chapter, that verse 16 is fulfilled before that verse 14. It's not chronological. It's not one after the other.
Ce n'est pas l'un après l'autre. Je te comprends.
It's not one after the other. That's why it's the understanding that matters. When you understand it, when you understand it, you'll be able to rightly place the fulfillment. It's not chronological. It's not fulfilled one after the other.
Accompli l'un après l'autre.
Is that clear?
Est-ce que
God bless you.
Clair?
Okay.
Dieu vous bénit.
Any other question?
Une autre question?
Which countries are these 10 horns? I believe the European Union, but I want to be sure. Now.
Maintenant.
There are more of territories.
Il y a plus de territoires.
Because in the EU, there are more than 10 countries.
Car dans le EU, il y a plus de territoires.
If I'm not mistaken, the EU has nothing less than 28 countries in that union today.
A 23 pays,
but don't forget,
28.
They were breaking one from another, one from another, one from another.
L'un des autres.
Like comme Germany and some other countries was one kingdom before.
C'était un royaume avant.
But we have different countries breaking into
pays.
Just like Biafra wants to leave Nigeria.
Comme le Biafra veut laisser le
if Nigeria is divided, more countries will come out of Nigeria.
Si Nigeria se divise, plus
so there are more of territory.
Y a plus de territoire.
Just have it in mind is that territory, especially Western Europe.
Ce territoire, especially l'Europe,
that's
de
where
l'Ouest.
We believe the 10 horns are coming from.
Là, nous croyons que les 10 cornes viendront.
It's more of territory, not which country?
C'est plus de territoire, pas de pays, si
because
vous
the European Union today
parce que l'Europe
has
maintenant
more than 28 countries.
A plus de 20
okay,
pays.
Our elder wants to say something.
Ça, j'avais dit quelque chose.
Please, let's hear Adam Badoué.
I have a question here.
J'ai une question ici.
Okay, sister is talking.
12.
Verse 12.
Okay, I'm coming. In verse 12, he said, the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which receive no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings, 1 hour for the beast. And then in 13, he says, they receive power and strength they gave their power and strength unto the beast. Now in verse 12, it was talking about 1 hour with the beast.
Description of the short time that the beast will reign.
La description de peu de temps que la bête va régner.
Is one prophetic hour.
C'est une heure prophétique.
Is the description of the short time that the beast will reign.
La description de peu de temps qu'il régnera.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel vivant.
It's a description of the short time that the beast will reign.
Une description.
They give their power, just like the Bible said in chapter 10.
Comme la Bible,
there was
10,
silence in heaven for the space of half an hour.
Il y avait silence.
We don't know
un temps de
how long that means on the earth, but that's a description of the short time the beast will reign.
C'est une description du temps qu'il va régner.
Amen.
Amen.
Can let's hear your name, by the way, please.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bro Olumide, I thank God for your life. The knowledge you are exhibiting is marvelous.
Hallelujah.
I pray for more grace.
Amen.
More understanding.
Amen.
I just want to add a little
thank
so
you,
that
sir.
We can, you know, move in the same direction. I want to, you know, say that the 10 horns that came, if you Google it, you will find out that this same Europe, when they separated, they came out as 10 nations.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. It is out of 10 nations that you have numerous nations you have in Europe today.
Amen.
So, and when they talk about the horns and the beast, that the woman sits on Rome, but the Bible is referring to the papacy, the Vatican.
Amen.
Vatican is sitting on Rome. And
amen.
If you Google it, you'll find out that Vatican is a city that is surrounded by seven hills.
Amen.
And is that very tiny city that controls the kings of the earth.
That's right.
He's talking about Vatican.
Amen.
In Vatican, they have their own currency.
That's right.
It's a nation inside a nation.
True.
And that is the dwelling place of the Pope.
Amen.
And that is where the Antichrist will reign from. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Merci beaucoup,
thanks
monsieur.
For that. In the mouth of two or three.
De la bouche de trois ou deux.
Said when Europe, Western Europe broke, they came out as 10 nations. Thank you very, very much. I think it was more or less in the 20th century, the last century, that we now started having more countries coming up out of those 10
horns.
You know, now what we have are prime ministers and presidents. But those 10 horns, if you trace back the kingdoms that came out of the Roman Empire, you will trace them back to 10 kings.
Retracer des 10
rois that ruled over the territory of Western Europe.
Qui ont régné ici, l'Europe.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Alright, the slides for the Bible study can be downloaded via our Telegram account. So if you care for the slides to help your Bible study. Brother David wants to say something.
Biblique.
Let's hear you. So if you want the slides, visit brighttvstreaming.org.
Si vous voulez l'église, s'il vous plaît, visitez notre...
Many of us call me and ask for the slides. You can go directly there and get it.
Allez directement là-bas et prenez ça pour vous-même.
Brother David, let's hear you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 17, verse 11.
Okay.
Verse 12, rather. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And you said something in verse 13, it says, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Now you said something that you see that the 10 cities or the beast is the object of worship.
Yeah, is it?
I think the beast is the object of worship,
okay,
in this contest, because okay, they will give him power. They will back him up in that war.
The power doesn't necessarily mean they worship him.
Le pouvoir ne
he said they give him
l'adore.
Power, is they cooperated with him, is ruling over them.
Lui,
but I'm more of the opinion also that the beast will be the object of worship.
Mais, l'opinion like, la
but that the
adoré.
Meaning of that statement is not that they worshipped him.
Mais ça ne veut pas
it's
dire
that they
adoré.
Back him up. They give him power, authority.
Il
but thanks for that contribution. Further questions next. Further questions will be tomorrow by 7 p.m. Ask the pastor. Can we put our hands together for the Lord Jesus as we rise on our feet?
Le Seigneur Jésus qu'on se lève.
Let's put our hands together as we rise on our feet.
Applaudissons.
Take
le
my
Seigneur.
Life and let it be.
Pour ma vie et qu'il soit ainsi.
I think that should be in 242.
M-D-K-D.
Let's rise on our feet, brothers and sisters. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus.
Applaudissons pour le Seigneur Jésus.
As we sing in 242, take my life.
Pour ma vie.